Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State?
Lakes in the north woods of Wisconsin average 148 days of ice cover. So when the ice finally goes off in late April, the return of open water is greeted joyously. There's an icing on this cake, too. Common loons almost always return within 24 hours of the ice's departure, having bided their time mostly on the open water of the Wisconsin River. People watch intently for the loons to arrive, hoping that their loon pair will grace their lake for another year. Loon competition for prime lake real estate is so intense that a lake may be only partially open and the loons will still land. Once they've returned, territorial fights occur regularly between adult loons. Most loons acquire their territories by force. If a non-breeding adult trespasses onto a lake, a battle will likely ensue to evict the intruder. Loons symbolize wildness to most northerners, and these battles can be both wild and sometimes fatal. In Vilas County, at the Nature Conservancy's 971-acre Guido Rahr Sr. Tenderfoot Forest Reserve, common loons find exceptional habitat for breeding and nesting. With 4 miles of undeveloped shoreline, the birds nest along Tenderfoot, Roach, and Mirror Lakes. Visitors who take time to paddle to the site are often rewarded with close observations of one of the Northwood's most beautiful birds. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.